Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to the SSR2 Leadership Call on the 10th of February, 2020 at 1730 UTC. And the leadership joining today's call include Russ, Lauren, and Denise. Eric sent a note that he will be delayed. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer and Brenda. And technical writer Heather is on the call. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
We're doing some work this morning. I think you're the only one who's done any SSR1 recommendation stuff in that table besides me. And so I'm not sure what to make of that, because we canceled last week's call so people could do it, but they didn't do it.
Hey, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
I haven't added things to the table, but I'll have more contributions in the next couple days.
By that, I hope you mean before the call on Wednesday?
I hope so.
Okay.
It's a busy time, so I'm juggling a lot of things, hoping to have it done by tomorrow night, but cannot promise, unfortunately.
Well, I don't think we can cancel another call. I do think I can send a nudge. KC sent a thing this morning that was like, what are we supposed to do at this table? So I worry that if KC has lost the bubble, maybe others did too. So hopefully my response to that was helpful.
Yeah. I think I'm wondering if we could review the slide deck we're going to use for the webinar. That might be something to do.
Yes, that is also something.
But isn't the webinar today?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I guess it is. Never mind.
Well, you could, I mean, you have a webinar today and then the next one's on Thursday. So you could see what comes out with the webinar today and if there's anything to review in terms of any edits that you make or commentary that you want to flag for the team from questions that come up from the webinar today.
Just personally, I'm fine canceling a call. Like, I don't think staff gets paid by the number of calls they participate in, at least I hope not. I don't think we need to sort of manufacture a call if we don't need to have one, but I'm happy waiting till Tuesday to decide.
Well, we have a whole bunch of stuff to go through in the base document as well, because all of KC's comments, Heather went through and put them in. And I know you, Denise, wanted to make a pass through those before we talked about it. So I know that's an issue.
Yeah.
So I can be on today's webinar, but I cannot be on Thursday's. So can we pick somebody to lead that one?
So I think today we are at 4:30, and on Thursday we would be at 0500 our time. Denise would be at 2 a.m.
Yes, so, right. I guess I can get up at 5 o'clock and do that. I just realized I don't have to be somewhere till 8. So, okay, I can do that.
I mean,
yeah.
I'll
I'm
join.
Not going to be on the call.
No, I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, that's insane.
No, 2 in the morning.
Yeah, but no, I can be on the 13th as well. So it's all good. And if you can't do it, Russ, I'm happy to.
No, hey, we'll both be like really exhausted by the morning,
maybe it'll need the two of us to actually do it because we'll fall asleep in the middle, but yeah.
That's right. keep us awake, right? All right, I will be there then. Somehow I had shifted what time it was. Staring at the UTC time didn't help me. And I remember we moved today's to 4:30 so that Eric could join. Because he couldn't make four. Okay. All right. So logistics for that. The slide deck will be preloaded, or how's that going to work?
That's right. Brenda has the slides ready. It's a regular Zoom room. So usually we don't do a roll call or anything like that. We'll just let you, Russ, let us know when you want to start the recording and we'll do that. But apart from that, it's all, we'll leave it to you unless you want us to do an introduction or anything like that. Typically we don't, but happy to if you'd like us to. And we can also help to facilitate the Q&A if you like. Just let us know how you would prefer to run it.
Certainly would appreciate help with the Q&A. And I'll just go through the slides pretty quickly. They're pretty straightforward. We didn't repeat all the text. We summarized it and pointed to pages in the document so that, this is where you'll find the information about this. This is where you'll find the information about that. So we tried to keep it simple and not make the slides real busy, but yet let people find whatever one they care about. Anyway, that's the approach we took.
Yeah, and Brenda can progress the slides as well for you and help navigate back and forth.
Okay. Okay, so let's plan to meet on Wednesday, if nothing else, to nudge people to get the table done. I don't, even if that's all we do, I think experience has shown they need that. Hey, take the rest of this call, this hour, finish it. But I will send a nudge as well as a follow-up to the thing from Casey.
Russ, I also would flag that the registry stakeholder group requested to meet. I believe that's next Wednesday. Sorry, that's the 19th.
Right. And I could, the time they picked because of my trip to Berlin next week, I cannot join them. I think I said that on email.
You did. So I just want to get confirmation because it's during the 1500 to 1700. So I'd like confirmation from Russ or from Denise and Lauren, I guess, as to whether either of you can join that call in Russ's absence.
What time is it, Pacific or Eastern? Or?
1500 UTC is, I believe, 10 Eastern. So 7 Pacific? 7 to 9 Pacific is the window that they've given you. Obviously, 7 to 8 is the plenary call.
Yeah.
So
this is...
Go ahead, Lauren.
So this is Lauren. Do we have a two-hour window? Is this...
It's 45 minutes, but they've given you a two-hour window to pick when to join.
Oh, okay. So we can pick. So we could technically tell them we could join them at 11. So if you're not like the first item or like if you're like the last item or whatever, we could keep the plenary call a possibility and then join directly after. Would that work?
Are you asking me?
So what I think your proposal is, you for next week, do the 10 o'clock plenary call, and then join them at 11.
Exactly, yes.
This is Denise. Do you think we'll need an hour plenary call next week? Do you have a sense?
If we go through all of the comments that Casey put in the document, absolutely.
Okay.
If any one of them spurs conversation.
It would be surprising if not. Yeah.
Exactly.
So if we do it at 11 a.m. Eastern, could we ask the constituency to put us first on the agenda so we have more certainty on when it is?
Yeah, they have 100%. They would like to know when you can do it. So I'll say 11 for 45 minutes.
Yeah, that works.
That sounds good. Then we can just jump from one call to the next.
And just, you know, like I said, I won't be there, but just use the webinar slides.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can even pre-share them. Maybe let's wait until today later in case we want to change something, but then we could just give them the slides in advance. So then
if they want, they
can even read through.
I mean, I'd really prefer people, you know, look at the summary and the recommendations we have in the public comments and to have a discussion from that rather than the slides, but
you know how this is.
No, I know. I mean, I think we've got a reasonable summary there that should be used rather than slides.
I
appreciate the slides are brief and should be used as stepping off points, but I also don't think they should be used as a first introduction to our work, or the only introduction to our work.
The way I view them is this is the way to pique somebody's interest about a particular topic, and then they might go read that section.
One can hope. Yeah.
That's what I think will happen. That's my prediction. Okay. That's right. What I'm saying.
All right. Let's go with that.
Okay. So in terms of the agenda for Wednesday, I think we then just do the SSR1 table. And then we plan for next week to go through all the comments in the document. Hopefully, Denise, since you wanted to make a pass on Casey's comments, hopefully a week and a half you can get that done.
Yep.
Great. So earlier today, Jennifer and I had a chat about the work plan and we made some comments on that. What I was hoping to do on that is get that approved by the leadership a week from today, and then just send that to the team. Say this is where we are. I wasn't going to ask for comment; just share it. When Jennifer has those changes made to the spreadsheet, she'll send it out so that you guys can look at it before the call next week. I'm unsure whether I will make the call next week because as I already said, I'll be in Berlin and I'm not clear yet whether I'll be able to step away from the meeting in time for the leadership call, but I know I can't for the usual team call on Wednesday. Okay, is there any, I can't remember, Jennifer, is there something else we're supposed to do today?
Well, on next week, we wanted to just flag that it's the U.S. holiday, which I appreciate. Russ, you're not going to be in the U.S.
Right.
But others may be affected. So we just wanted to confirm whether that should go ahead or if you want to reschedule for another time.
So I think I'll leave that to the people who are going to be in the U.S. to decide. Do you want to shift it to Tuesday?
I'm sorry, for what date?
So the call is presently scheduled for the 17th, next Monday, the leadership, this call, Do we want to shift it to Tuesday because of President's Day?
Yeah, I won't be on the call Monday, but I also have a conflict. Let me see. So what time are we proposing? Is it for the 18th?
Yeah, I can't make it either. So the question is, what's good for you guys?
Yeah, so I'm at a wedding on Monday, so I'm most likely able to step out, but I cannot confirm 100%.
The afternoon is on Eastern time is good for me. I mean, I can rearrange things between 4:30 Eastern time on the 18th.
So the 18th, this time slot, the normal 12:30 Eastern. Oh, it needs to be later, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I was changing it 3 hours in the wrong direction.
Yeah, no, I thought it would be helpful. I thought it'd be helpful to work in your time zone.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so right. I'm happy with your proposal, Denise. I can do anything on the Tuesday. 2 to 4:30 Eastern is fine. Eric?
Okay. I can do anything after 3 on the 18th Eastern time.
Okay. Shall we go for 3 then? Or maybe 3:30, to be sure.
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah, that's fine. I'm whatever you prefer.
Staff, can you make that time?
Yes, so 3:30 Eastern on 18th. That's fine. That's
correct.
Fine. Anyway.
Yes, okay. That sounds good.
Okay, we'll make that change. Thank you. And that's all I had from staff side to discuss today.
Okay, any other business?
So I got my travel email. So this is sorted. Do we want to put it on the agenda one last time? I think there were two more people. With issues for Cancun, and then I guess so,
you got the mail that says when you're flying and everything.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I have not.
I got that.
So maybe we should put it on agenda then.
Yeah, because no, I mean I did the welcome thing, filled out the website, all that stuff, but I have not been notified about hotel or flights.
Okay, yeah. So then we definitely should put it on agenda. I got my flight email, and I told them what I want, so I should be okay. But we should check on the rest.
Well, if they're doing it alphabetically, they we're all should have heard. But
yeah, we'll check Russ on that. I'm not sure when those emails went out, but we'll definitely check because I believe it probably should be before now anyway, and then we can add it to the agenda too.
Great. Yes, please check, because if I should have heard something, I haven't.
You have it simple. You can just fly from Dallas anyway.
Well, it is. It's a tiny little plane, but at least it's direct. Okay. I think that's it then. All right,
thanks,
everybody.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.